Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Helena Financial Advisors Limited, Wendy's, Bronze Electric Motors, the Water and Sewage Corporation, and Bahamas Check Services.
Gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this Monday afternoon. We apologize for the late start. It was technical difficulties. Was not my fault, I swear it. And that's what it is. So things happen. Computers are machines. They're prone to error, right? Just like humans. Humans made machines. So as fallible as humans are, machines will also be fallible to a certain extent. Okay, I am catching up on all the news over the weekend. I've pretty much caught up, and I want to talk current affairs, and I want to get us caught up to speed. Usually how you kick off a Monday for me to talk about what's in the news. So two major things, the three major things, actually. So the Senate picks have been revealed. We'll talk about that and how I believe we are maybe losing sight of what the Senate should be about. Also, and I want you to make sure and bear with me while I go through this. We have gotten a glimpse at how incredibly hypocritical some of the major countries in the world are through this Pandora Papers expose by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I like the work they do, but I'm salty because the last time they had the Panama Papers, I emailed them numerous times trying to get more data on the Bahamas, and they didn't even bother to respond to me. And I don't know how international the consortium is. I find that strange. We even got WikiLeaks to respond before. But this shows that while countries in the world are demanding that countries like the Bahamas and Cayman and all this stuff like that, like disclose information and avoid ring fencing, right, and all this other stuff, the other countries, this doesn't apply to them. They don't care, and they do it without any sort of punishment, without any sort of accountability, all right? Some of the biggest countries in the world, they're the offshore tax havens. The people who complain about us and their citizens coming here, they're shielding billions and billions of dollars from around the world, all right? And I'm going to tell you, and it's illustrated extraordinarily well in this main story, because they mention what happened to the Bahamas, all right, after we passed the Beneficial Ownership, Register of Beneficial Ownership Act. Yeah. and we got screwed, okay, out of millions of dollars under the guise of we're supposedly doing something that these other countries are not. All right? Now, I'm not saying sit here and cry, right? What I am saying, though, is let's not gloss over your rank hypocrisy, okay? Let's not do that. Let's not pretend like it's not a thing, all right? As we seek to engage with you guys, as you blacklist us for not having the political will or a proper response to your concerns and all this nonsense, and you guys just funnel billions of dollars from around the world, from places that are really seedy, by the way, or suspect in any event. All right, so that's something we're going to discuss, and I'll discuss precisely about the Bahamas with that. And also, we see that we now have more than 100,000 fully vaccinated people in the country. Someone sent me a story about how India is using ivermectin to combat COVID-19. We could talk about that. There's this perception that I think is nonsensical. Oh, you're taking the horse dewormer? Yes, people do take it, and it does help some people with COVID-19. They prescribe ivermectin here, right? So you guys have to stop. I told you about this American news media, right? Don't trust them, okay? They prescribe ivermectin here. I know several people with COVID-19 who were fully vaccinated, by the way, who had mild symptoms, and they gave them ivermectin. It's a useful tool in combating COVID-19. I don't know how we got to the place where we're now just throwing stuff out the window, all right? Hydroxychloroquine can sometimes be used to treat COVID-19, all right? So, you know, we've got to get to a place where we're open to different things. And luckily in the Bahamas, there are doctors who look at just the science, not the propaganda, all right? Also, Merck has a pill coming out by the end of the year, another drug company. You may not trust it. These are the same people who are making vaccines. Well, Merck isn't at yet. But the big pharma is, right? And Merck's certainly one of the big players in the pharmaceutical industry. Merck's coming out with a pill that you take when you get COVID-19, and it reduces hospitalizations and deaths by at least half, they say. And so that's going to be another useful tool as well. So I'm hoping that the world collectively, beyond the vaccines are fine if that's what you want to do. I'm vaccinated. I'm not tripping. But beyond the vaccine, we need other things that are going to address the COVID-19, all right? Now, we see that the numbers are going down for the testing, and it's good, all right? And we will hope that that continues. First, let's talk about the Senate, right? So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pick apart every decision that the new prime minister makes. Like, I get it. Right? And is he doing something a lot different than other prime ministers did by stacking the Senate with failed PLP candidates? No, not really, because former prime minister ministers did the exact same thing last lap and is doing it now, right? So I'm not gonna be the guy who says, oh, it's bad because it's brave. No, it's just that Brave Davis is continuing a bad trend, right? Now, I'm not disparaging anybody's character. I don't know, a couple of y'all. But anyway, I'm not disparaging anybody's character. But, you know, do we really believe that it matters who you appoint to the Senate? Insofar as these guys have to be there because their contribution's so valuable, as opposed to, could you not source like some elder statesmen, some very experienced people to fill these Senate seats rather than a lot of flotsam? I'm not trying to diss y'all. I'm not, right? There are people in the Senate who are solid, right? Ryan Pinder, Michael Alkides, you need them there because you want to put them in cabinet. Fine. And Ryan Pinder didn't run last time. He helped Clay Sweeting win. And then had a huge bro hug with Clay Sweeting where he threw his arms around him like Spike Lee did Sam Jackson at the Oscars. But shouldn't we be seeking more qualified people to lend weightiness to our legislative process as opposed to just putting in people for fun, like giving them something, like a kind of a participation medal? Here's your Senate appointment. You ran, you didn't make it, but here's your Senate appointment, though. Like, I don't know that that's what the Senate should be for. I think the Senate was, the Senate was started, all right, to be a more mature, a more seasoned, deliberative body in terms of looking at the merits of legislation, right? So the House is for elected representatives. They, of course, will pass the legislation, but the Senate, they're appointed, right? And they should be appointed based on merit because they can lend weight to the legislative process. I don't know that these people do. I'm not trying to diss you. I swear, I don't know a lot of you, right? But some of you are smart. Well, maybe you're all, well, I know a couple of you are. But, you know, Quentin Lightborn, I know he's a smart guy, all right? And he's a PLP vice chairman, and I could see that. And a couple of other ones, but, you know, just stocking it with candidates who didn't win their seats, I don't know that that's benefiting us at all, right? Because all you're going to get is this rubber stamp again for legislation, which doesn't make sense because the last administration did it rubber stamp, and they came back and amended numerous pieces of legislation because they didn't carefully consider a lot of the things in it, things that some opposition members had explained to them should be in it. They ignored because they got the supermajority, and you get arrogant when you get the supermajority, right? You get cocky, like you know it all, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we couldn't possibly be wrong. There's so many of us that the possibility of us being wrong just doesn't arise, right? Which is nonsense. So we're not, I don't know that this is helping us, all right? And I say that to say, look at the last Senate, all right? And the Senate before that. Did any of you ever tune into the Senate and go, well, damn, this looks like a really thorough examination of this legislation? No, right? You had Darvill, who, you know, was pretty good because he just was throwing bombs. You know, that's always fun. You had Mitchell, right, who's you know, a total nerd, and he's a person you do want in the Senate or in the House. He's extremely smart. Carl Bethel was there because he was AG. Also a total nerd, but, you know, in a good way. And you had a few other people who would sometimes make great contributions, but we should get away from giving Senate appointments just based on political favors. I think Brave Davis had a chance now to do it differently. There's a dance you have to do because there are some people who don't want to be associated to say that they're a PLP senator. Right, I don't believe in anything such as an independent senator because either the prime minister or the leader of the opposition is going to have you appointed. But I think that you could pull people from society who may be willing to discuss and take a role in the Senate who can actually contribute to these debates. And here's the litmus test, right? I'll do the litmus test as a journalist. You do it as the public, right? Who among these people that are elected to the Senate would you ordinarily call to get feedback on a very important national matter? Okay? Not on political matters, but on matters of national importance. Who among these people, and I'll list them, would you call to get feedback on a national level? I'm going to say Hal Kiedis and Ryan Pinder, okay? Like, you would have called them before to the extent that they were willing to comment to get their feedback on policy positions, et cetera, right? They have very specific, they actually have wide-ranging areas of expertise, but specifically in the world of law and finance and taxes, all right? You would call them. I don't know these people. Don't get mad if it's your uncle or your daddy, second cousin, twice removed. Don't get mad at me. Y'all the ones put your name out there in public to be in public life. Am I going to call Kirkland Russell for what exactly? I'll tell you what Kirkland Russell, I'll read his bio for you. This ain't the issue, Kirkland. I'm just saying. All right, we're just going to have that conversation. Okay, so Kirkland Russell ran unsuccessfully in central Grand Bahama. Okay? Now, this says that he's a son of a trade unionist, current vice president of the Bahamas Hotel Managerial Association. Okay. Now, he's also a trained labor advocate and disaster manager. Okay, so from this, I'm going to take it that when we're looking at issues of national disaster management, we can call Kirkland Russell. He'll have a considered view. When we're looking at labor matters throughout the country, we can call Kirkland Russell, and he'll have a considered view that is going to benefit the national discussion. So he's a trained labor advocate and disaster manager. So those qualities, you believe, position him well to be in the Senate. Is that the best place you can use Kirkland Russell? Could he not play a role in labor negotiations since he's a trained labor advocate? Could he not assist with the disaster recovery agency since he's a trained disaster manager? Does he need to be in the Senate? I don't know that he does. And that's not to diss you, Kirkland Russell. I'm just saying, if I'm thinking of who am I going to call, right? It's probably not going to be you if we're talking about disaster management or disaster recovery or labor issues. Maybe you, labor issues in Grand Bahama. But, you know, you get what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being perfectly honest. Like, you're not going to call me, right, if you want to know. Well, y'all call me about everything. But, you know, there are certain things I can speak to, and there are certain things I cannot. You know what I mean? Like, people do literally call me about everything. But if you have, like, chest pain and you're sweating and you have chills and everything, you're not going to call me. You're going to go call a doctor. If you're calling me, then something's drastically wrong with you. You're going to go call a doctor. You're going to call somebody with an area of expertise. If you have questions about media, okay, communications, etc., then you call me, right? My name would naturally arise. But a lot of these people, and I guess because you don't know them, but their names don't naturally arise to be like, oh, yeah, I can see. That's solid, right? You put them there. All right, so we got James Turner Roll, East Grand Bahama. And so I assume someone who's been in the Senate can help me out. They get travel allowances, right? So we're paying for them to travel back and forth from Grand Bahama, correct? James Roll Turner, okay, is an accomplished businessman and tourism business administrator with over 19 years of experience. He's worked with the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism in various capacities, as well as held several senior private sector leadership positions. Okay, so James Roll Turner may be a really brilliant guy. I don't know. But again, it's not very, it wouldn't be very intuitive of me to say, oh, there's a tourism matter. Let's call James Turner Roll. Maybe he's brilliant in tourism, but I don't know. So, you know, I'm happy for you guys that you got appointed to the Senate. But I don't know that we're making good use of the power of appointment to the Senate. It's a big country. I'm not saying put the same old people there, right? But certain people naturally arise to leadership positions in different sectors in our society for a reason. All right, beyond political patronage. I and y'all are going to get offended and talk about McCartney attacking you. It's not that, right? It's not that. If someone came right now, if Brave Davis was like, I'm going to make McCartney the Minister of Education, you'd all be like, why? Right? Why would you do that? You know, it wouldn't arise. I wouldn't feel no weight that you asked me why. That you asked why. Right? If Brave Davis came and said, well, you know, naturally, I'm going to make McCartney the Attorney General. He's not legally trained or anything like that, but you don't need, there's no requirement that you be an attorney to be Attorney General. No legal requirement that I'm aware of, right? Certain things are counterintuitive. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, why just stack all your former candidates? Like, you're really telling me that all these people, I'm not dissing you. You're really telling me that all these people are the best people you could consider to weigh in and strengthen our legislative process? People who have no experience in the process, who hitherto, I'm not aware, did any level of deep study on the workings of Parliament or legislation coming out of it. I guarantee you, let me see who all's there. Okay, Tyrell Young, James Roll Turner, Kirkland Russell, Ronnie Duncan, Halkidis is there, Pinder's there, Lachelle Adderley, who is the progressive young liberal, no, Lachelle Adderley, who's an attorney, progressive young liberals chairman, Barry, what's your name here, Barry? Let's go to the jump page. Barry Griffin, and PLP national vice chairman, Quentin Lightborn, Randy Roll. What's up, Randy? That's my own boy. At least he was, you know, has some experience. Darren Pickstock, Dr. Arisha Hepburn, and who else? Ruben Ramming, Darren Hanfield, Maxine Seymour. All right, I'm going to say, and some of you are my friends. You know this, right? I'm going to go on a limb and say that I know more about what happened in the Parliament over the past 4.5 years than any of you, okay? And I'm willing to test that. I'm not saying I know more about how, say, the tax bills work than Ryan Pinder or Halkidis. What I'm saying is I can guarantee you that I followed, and because it was my job, I followed Parliament more closely than all of them over the past 4.5 years, all right? And I'm willing to test that, as I said, okay? So I'm not begrudging any of you, and Halkidis should be there, as Halkidis should be in the House, really. And Pinder definitely deserves to be there. But I'm not throwing shade on you, but I don't understand. I don't understand what we're doing anymore. We're just giving them out as party favors. It's really become a mockery of what it should be about, and it's unfortunate. All right, let me see here. I got your text messages. Mr. Juan, I was just about to ask you if you read the Washington Post recent report on how the Bahamas operates like a shell company. I've been knowing billionaires were down here hiding money in luxurious homes and yachts. We're going to talk about the Pandora Papers in a moment. This is Juan, we're the super senator. I only see one Hanfield in the Senate. Well, he's yesterday's news. This says, it's amazing the people who were once bad-mouthing the Senate, as this and that, are now running to be in it, even former MPs in cabinet. One man, Ministro, one woman by the name of Gardner, who worked in his office and then kicked out by the PLP to now be a senator. Ministro ain't playing. She may know. Vianna Gardner, I missed her name. She may know more about what's happened in the Parliament in the past 4.5 years than I do. I doubt that, seriously. But I would say she may know as much, right? But I watched every bill as it got passed, okay? And I did not watch the entirety of the legislative agenda of the last administration pass through the Senate, but I did for most of it. But for the House, all of it, okay? I missed a day. She may know what's going on. And that actually is a good choice by Minnis, I think, because she... Beyond Darren Hanfield, who, you know, come on. And Maxine Seymour just came, just got there. I know Maxine, she's a nice lady, but she's new, you know what I mean? And Ramming, you know, come on, Ramming. And Hanfield, I watch you guys in the House. Y'all weren't paying attention to what was going on with legislation? Seriously. All right, so she could probably defend the previous administration's record better than Hanfield, Ramming, and Seymour. And again, everybody's getting their feelings, and that's fine. Only me people can talk bad about, but it is what it is. Yeah, so Ministro, one woman by the name of Gardner, who worked in his office and then kicked out by the PLP to now be a senator. Ministro ain't playing. Yeah, I don't think Vianna Gardner's a bad choice at all. Well, Let me say this. I have not seen her publicly debate. So while I am certain she's a very intelligent person, I'm not sure about her chops in public debate in Parliament. We'll see. So how about Komolafe, Lincoln Bain, and Fred McAlpine in the Senate? They would bring in different perspectives. Okay. Yes, one, I agree the Senate should be reserved for seasoned, experienced people instead of a learning tool for aspiring politicians. If you look at the House of Lords in the UK, these are senior and seasoned people who can really bring a high degree of analysis to the process and policies. Yeah, you got people who are solid out there who we're not using, right? Who really could contribute. Maybe they don't want to be hemmed into some sort of political, painted with some sort of political stripe, but they could really contribute. It says, for God's sake, give them a chance. I'm going to give them a chance. I'm going to give them a chance. Do I have a choice but to give them a chance? What I'm saying is this. Some of them I've already seen, all right? Like Henfield and Ramming, and it ain't like that, all right? So, and Ramming is my boy, but it is what it is. Give them a chance, fine, right? But let's not act like this isn't political candy being given out. Let's not act like this was a serious deliberative process when all you did was stack all the MPs who lost into the Senate, all right? So give them a chance, yes, but let's not pretend, right? And maybe it'll work out. Maybe they'll be fantastic. Maybe James Rolle Turner is going to blow my mind, as will Kirkland Russell, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to sit here and pretend with you that these are really, the prime minister really had deliberative choices based on expertise and their gravitas and their understanding of this legislative process and what we're putting before Parliament. No, it's just political candy. Just admit it and we'll give them a chance. No problem. Says, Juan, that's why I don't vote. It's one big Animal Farmhouse clown circus and exercise in futility. This says, we think alike. Exactly what's the criteria for the Senate? And what in the name of God made the FNM select Dr. Menace's closest advisor as one of the three persons out of all possible FNMs in the country to represent them? Does this look like vision or a break from the past? Anybody, all I have to say is BLP 2026, back to the beach. Yeah, I could see Menace putting Gardner there because she was in charge of the delivery unit and, you know, she should know what they were trying to do, particularly through the crafting of legislation. Says, one, you're doing it backwards. Don't start with what they can do. Start with what the post requires, then see if they fit it. Seems to me the basic requirement for the Senate is a wide and deep knowledge of current law. If you can't debate the law sensibly, Fred Mitchell, Damian Gomez, or Fred Smith, you shouldn't be in the Senate. Resign for your country. So stop hating, brave administrator doing a great job. Sure. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm totally open to giving the current prime minister every opportunity to show that he's really serious about moving the country forward. I'm totally open to that. With Minnis, let's just be honest with each other. Let's take a break, and then we'll be back on the other side.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public and its customers that the corporation will commence improvement works on Bamboo Boulevard, South Beach East, beginning Friday, September 3rd, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily for a period of 8 weeks. During this time, there may be some interruption in water supply and traffic flow around the work area. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future? At CFAO, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAO, growing wealth for future generations.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has stood the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. You too can weigh in if you'd like. Maybe you have a totally different view than me, and that's perfectly fine, right? But my views are considered one. I'll be honest with you. So you can call me if you'd like at 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. You can text me at 422-4796, 422-4796. By the way, I wasn't here on Friday. Many people were texting me about the show. And honestly, I tried to find a different show, but I couldn't find the show that I wanted to play. And so we just played that show because we made some general points about governance and all this. So I'm going to try not to do that. If I can't make it, I'll try to find another host for you. That's a lot better. But there are some shows that are solid that we could replay, but I haven't been very good at keeping notes on which shows or which day. That's my bad. All right, so you can call me if you'd like. If not, no biggie. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Says it's a new day, team style. You are a dream killer? Me? I ain't trying to kill your dreams. Go live your dreams. All right. Live your dreams. One, F&M, fish fry senators. What? Says there's a backyard party in my neighborhood in Stapleton on Saturday. Is that illegal? It certainly is, yes. Good afternoon, one. Awesome show. Vianna Gardner has earned her keep and is well-deserving of a senator post. Researcher and who she is and what she's accomplished. I know who Vianna Gardner is. She was even featured on the cover of the Investor magazine a few years back. She's a hardworking woman of integrity. Great pick for the Senate. That's fine. I'm not questioning her integrity or her work ethic or none of that. In fact, I thought I was quite complimentary of her in that she may know more than me about what happened in the parliament these past 4.5 years. And that's not trying to, like, lotion myself. But it's not easy to have paid closer attention than I did, all right? I know more about what happened in the parliament past 4.5 years than Dr. Hubert Minnis, okay? And that's I'm not bragging about it. It just, it is what it is. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you today?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm Fine, thanks.
Awesome.
I think Quentin Lightburn and Barry Griffin and Ronnie Duncombe, those still bring a new light to Parliament. Prime example with Barry Griffin. Barry Griffin came up to the ranks of the PLP, especially as the youth, in charge of the youth. He was the chairman of the youth branch of the PLP. And also Quentin Lightburn served underneath him. And they were guys, they were really astute in politics from a young age. And what's his name? Ronnie Duncombe. He's a concierge. He owns his own operation at I think it's...
I know who Ronnie Duncombe is.
Yeah. But I'm saying...
And Barry Griffin.
They have some experience that they think they could bring shared light, which our Senate should be held at a higher level now. I at least that's what I hope it will happen this time around. But I have a beef that I prefer you to deal with, please.
Okay.
The former minister Elswood Johnson said this morning in the news that Mr. Philip Braidees, who is now the country's prime minister, is now the new Haitian president. Is Elswood Johnson losing his head or his mind?
I did not hear him say that. What does that mean? Why would he say that?
He said it on the news. Go get the clipping, and you will hear the same thing. Just get the clipping for the 8 o'clock news from you guys' show,
okay.
And you'll hear it for yourself. Okay?
Yeah, I've been trying to catch up on all of it.
Yeah, that is total disrespect, okay? Because, prime example, where Elswood Johnson lives in New Providence, across the street is his father's property, which is loaded with Haitian immigrants. I'm not saying that they're illegals, but how would you go to that level? Okay, if you despise a person, you don't go to that level, man. Come on, man, you have some respect.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense either.
No, I'm saying, I've seen it seems like he had a vendetta with Brave Davis before he became the prime minister.
Yeah.
Because everything was Brave. Everything, that's why they lost their seats, because they focus on Brave instead of they focus on their constituency.
Correct.
Anyway, have a nice day, man.
No, I'm with you. Listen, I'm not saying these aren't nice people. I'm not saying these aren't intelligent people, but they don't immediately rise to say, oh, yeah, that's going to be really beneficial to the legislative process. It just is what it is, right? And you gave all the fail candidates, let me not call them failures, all the candidates who didn't win, you gave them Senate seats, all right? We got call online. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Brother, this is Dr. In the West along with you, Juan.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm right here, man. Thank God. Right. You know, I don't like ugliness. The thing is, you would lock, the police would lock somebody up for hitting and abating, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is happening, right, you know, is those people that's in authority and nothing are happening. What kind of example they are setting? Now I got friends and family in that party, but the thing is, something needs to give. The thing is, if they go in those churches, right, where when they're having the anniversary and stuff, and you don't even hear those preachers preach to them or preach on situations in which they are defiling in this country. And it's wrong. You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
Thank you.
All righty. One more call, and then we just... Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You know, what I like to say is that, you know, that it ain't so much about who's in the Senate. It's about it being a rubber stamp. It's about them being appointed by the prime minister and the leader of the opposition. You know, in the Westminster system, is not, you know, you have people, like leaders of institutes, like...
Okay, you got a bad connection. Call us back. Says that's not what Elswood Johnson said. He said there's a rumor in Haiti that a new Haitian prime minister was elected. Tell that PLP caller to clean his ears, and I'm an independent voter, but the diatribe bantering is sickening, man. Elswood Johnson says you're saying that Elswood Johnson said there's a rumor in Haiti spreading that a new Haitian prime minister was elected. I find that also hard to believe that he would say that, because he should know that the president is elected, and they haven't had parliamentary elections in Haiti in quite some time, and that the new prime minister, I believe Ariel Henry, was appointed by Jovenel Moïse before he was assassinated. So I don't know what anyone's talking about anymore. All right. So, says, hi, when I heard the caller who complained about Ellsworth Johnson on an earlier show said the same thing. It'll be nice when they call if it's something new to contribute. It says, if you can't debate law with Fred Smith, leave the Senate now. Perfect Senate picks would have been men of caliber, Fred Smith, Fred Mitchell, Brave Davis, Wayne Moncur. Those are the types of legal experts the Senate needs. Being smart or hardworking, not sufficient. I don't think even Carl Bethel was qualified. He ended up on the I missed that side of the legal argument too often. Well, you can't dispute Carl Bethel's qualifications. Now, his efficacy, you could question. All right? But you can't be in the Senate and the Parliament. Okay? It says, is Gardner a lawyer? She may know what happened in the last 5 years because she was Minister's closest advisor. But again, what is the criteria for the Senate? Does she have wide and deep knowledge of the law? Can she identify legal loopholes and propose legislation? Being smart is not sufficient. The FNM is allowing ministers to continue to make a complete mockery of their supporters. All right, let's go to phone call real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, Juan.
Yes, hello.
How you doing, comrade? I called to be the spoiler today. I still in the movie watching this political thing, pre-election and post-election, because I don't know why all y'all leave. Because where do you put in the FNM or the PLB? Ain't nothing to change. What y'all expect from Brave? Brave may not be as blatant as the last administration, but ain't nothing to change. Because it doesn't matter which one of them get on that bus. The drivers and the owner of the bus are the same.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised, you know, that all these guys were appointed. I expect the PLP to put PLPs into the Senate and into positions of power, right? But I'm just saying, let's not pretend that we're not kind of at this point making a mockery of the Senate.
Yeah, I call it these the Bahamian people today. 5 more years, this 5 years, in addition to what Pete already said, we roughly about 55 years, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's the same thing over and over. Einstein got it right there. He keep doing the same thing over and over. It's called insanity. We had the option of starting to change some of them in the last general election, like probably put in one or two independents or other parties, but we refused to do it. We colorblind. So I could say, cry, baby, sour lime, wash your face in baby lime. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, my brother. All right, let's go to the news. We'll be back on the other side. It says, Juan, you need to catch up. Talking about the PM of the Bahamas. Rumor have it that he's a Haitian that's spreading that Brave is Haitian. There's a rumor spreading that our prime minister is Haitian. Okay. All right. I don't know what to say to that. I honestly don't know how to form a proper response to that. There are so many things that I want to say to that, but I'm not going to. Not today. All right, let's go to the break. We'll be back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. It's so good to have you with us. Did they play the Ellsworth Johnson thing in the news just now? I didn't hear. Because I'm a human being, and I have to use the restroom at times, okay? Listen, this is going to shock some of you, but Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp are down. I don't care a whole lot about Facebook or Instagram, right? Because I don't mess with it like that. Well, I lie. I do go on Instagram and like people's pictures and wish them happy birthday and stuff. I just ain't in a Sharon type mood most of the time with social media. I can't live without WhatsApp, all right? We all miss the 90s, yes, but we don't want to live there again, okay? Only text messages are happening. We're not going to be able to function in this manner for very long. Almost all communication that we do as a news organization on a quick basis is through WhatsApp. All right? We got to do emails now. Everybody got to send an email. I got to wait for you to reply to the email. I got to check everybody's individual reply. I don't think so. Hopefully they get that sorted out. What's that? Is Mark Zuckerberg punishing us? Because the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists leaked all the data? I didn't see his name in there. All right. We're doomed. All right. Soon the internet will go down and we'll resort to eating each other. All right. We'll do some text messages. I want to talk about this ICIJ thing. It says, here's Vienna's qualifications from the internet. Vienna's a counsel and attorney at law. You ain't got to do all that. I know who she is. And I thought I was very complimentary of her. You don't have to sell her to me. I said it was a good choice by Minnis, better than Enfield at Ramey. Certainly. No shade, Ruben. You know we cool. It just be that way sometimes. All right. This is where it says Ellsworth was saying a new Haitian PM was elected in the Bahamas. Go to Jerome Sawyer's show and hear the trash. Oh, okay. Well, that's just a really stupid thing to say if that's what he said. So, and you can tell him I said so. So sending you a text one, just hit level 5 on Snake Game. What'd you say, Puck? See you on MySpace. I can't go back. I might as well brief you. Somebody gonna have to do something. I can't go back. We could try Telegram. I got Telegram. All right. But I can't go backward. I'm not trying to live without WhatsApp. That's like telling me I gotta get the big tube TV now and set it on the floor. I can't do it. I'm sorry. It says, you think Jones Sawyer would accept the Senate post? Maybe. It says, is it a conflict that Wayne Monroe rehired his clients in positions when they have open court cases against the government? Here's the thing with that. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about how they sent Charles Murphy home from the Department of Correctional Services, and they put the two assistant commissioners who were sent away from the prison, and Murphy was promoted over them, so I'm told. And Wayne Monroe sued the government, saying that there wasn't justification for doing so. Then Wayne Monroe comes in, and a couple of days later, he goes to the Department of Corrections. He suspends Murphy and puts in place his two clients who we previously had. To me, all right, and I understand what his intention is, and I understand that the government's facing legal action due to what's happened with Prescott Smith, okay? To me, Wayne Monroe should let the prime minister handle that one. All right? To me. It's too close to be comfortable to me. Am I saying that Wayne Monroe can't think straight and doesn't understand the difference between the interests of his clients and the interests of the prison and the government of the Bahamas and the people of the Bahamas? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I would have put a little more distance between myself and that one were I him. It says, I see the crypto exchange FTX had their ribbon cutting today. Let's get some tidal flow power generators in Eleuthera and mine some Bitcoin, baby. There you go. Saudi Arabia uses BTC mining to help with US dollar holds among their sanctionism. Really? I didn't know that. This says, one, plenty work should get done today. Staff should be very productive. Why don't we, you know what? I should break out my pager, right? You can beat me. You can send me creative messages with numbers. Remember that? Back in the 90s? You had a pager? You were saying something? Right? No one really was trying to page you. You had a pager. People would go, 9-1. What did they do with the pager? SOS, right? Yeah. 911. Call this number. That's how we got things done. That's how everyone could cheat and be comfortable. Right? Unlike this tracking device they put on you now. You can't have no sweetheart around here unless you bold. Not that I want a sweetheart. I already have a sweetheart. It's my wife. And my baby girl. Hey, Juan, since WhatsApp them are down, does that mean that Skynet is up and the Terminators are coming? Should we begin to train ravens for messaging next? I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm not sure if I am comfortable with the space that we've entered into where we don't have WhatsApp. Some of y'all are going to die without Facebook and Instagram. Jesus, the way y'all be on there. You have withdrawal symptoms, outrage, and grief. Good day, Mr. McCartney. Awesome show, as always. I was wondering what's going on with WhatsApp. Gee, any word on Clico? I was informed in February. It may have been finalized by June or thereabouts. Could you please find out any info if you can? It would be most appreciated. I do need to do an update on Clico. I don't know how that matter is still going on. It says, I miss it, one. Why are we going back to telegrams? Because I agree with you, Juan, in the Wayne Monroe saga. It was a clear appearance of conflict of interest. It's as if this matter was on his mind and he had to get it done first before he looked at anything. It says, Juan, the qualifications of Vienna Gardner wasn't sent specifically for you, but for those listeners and callers who questioned her ability and qualifications. Yeah, I don't question him at all. Okay, I'll read her qualifications. I know who she is. I know her sister. Vianna is a counsel and attorney at law, having received her bachelor's of law from the University of the West Indies and legal education certificate from Eugene DePuig Law School, and subsequently called to the Bahamas Bar in 2009. She also holds a master's and bachelor's degree in history from the University of Cambridge, United Kingdom, and a master's degree in international relations with a concentration in comparative trade policy from Carleton University in Canada. Well, that's certainly impressive. I'll give her that. It says Skynet is definitely up. I'm shooked. I'm shook. I can't lie to you. I'm unable to focus properly at this point. I'm worried about the future. It says, I told you already, when the robots learn everything we put online, we lose all paper books and the robots shut off everything digitally. We're screwed. Yeah. Says, dude's bold, son, with the cheating. They'll be iMessaging all day now and FaceTime. No, you can't FaceTime. Or Facebook Messenger. They're down, too. Every Facebook product is down. So Facebook owns WhatsApp, Instagram, Oculus, right? I understand they're all down. You can call me. We're going to talk about the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, too. And in fact, I didn't just want to leave this for this part of the show and move on. There's a lot to be gleaned from this, just in terms of the level of naked, unquenchable greed in the world. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, so people question Ms. Gardner. I'm all concerned. Is Patricia DeVoe really going to be the Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
Man, that's scary. We need to be concerned with that.
Yeah.
I thought he should have put Jobert Colby or Lisa Ramin or somebody, you know?
Well, they're in cabinet, so he can be the Speaker.
Yeah, I mean, he put them in cabinet, but I mean, when he was doing his initial assessment,
mm-hmm.
you know, he might have been better to put Ms. DeVoe in the Senate or something, you know, in the Senate or... Or maybe in cabinet.
Yeah. No, he can't put it in the Senate because he's an MP, but I hear what you're saying about the speaker thing. I, too, have my concerns.
Jobert or Lisa Ramin or even Ms. Gardner, don't would have been a good, you know.
Yeah. You can't put her there either.
Yeah, but
you could put Jobert, certainly, or Ms. Ramin, for sure.
You know, I you know, star her up next to all them
previous speaker to House One, where she stands in qualifications and things.
As far as qualifications, she doesn't have any like professional
exactly
qualifications,
man,
that would inform me that that's a good choice.
She need to reconsider that, man. I don't know who left.
It's only a couple, and much. Yeah.
You understand English, right?
I don't, I'm willing to give her a chance, right? So thanks for calling. After House and Moutrie, I'm up for anything, right? But I just, she's previously made some statements, and hopefully that was just, you know, an aberration, and she's actually a very considered person who will try to protect the rights of the people's representatives to speak freely in Parliament. House and Moutrie just ran roughshod over him. It was disgraceful. He was right in some things, but his conduct was just beyond the pale. This is, hi, Juan. The pagers meant get to a phone booth and call me. Remember, Juan, only the guys with lots of money even had a cell phone. The rest of us, if we were not home and on the road, we had to stop to a phone booth. We kept a pocket full of quarters. If you used to get pissed off at one guy talking to his girlfriend, hogging up the phone booth because he kept putting quarter after quarter in. Yeah, so much has changed. So much. Like, when I tell my kids that there was no Netflix, my son asked me, right? This was like last year, year before. He's like, what did you used to watch on Netflix when you were a kid? And I was like, there was no Netflix, man. We had a VCR, yes? You had to get a satellite dish as big as a swimming pool and put it in your yard and tilt it. Hopefully the sun wasn't shining too brightly. And you could pick up a signal sometimes, you know what I mean? And late at night, if your parents went out, you could try to make out the hardcore channels, Skinamax, right? You have to watch through the scramble lines. Anyway, there was no Netflix. There was no internet when I was a child. There was no internet until I was a teenager. That's how old I am. People are like, Jesus, how did life carry on? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there? No? Okay. It says, Juan, did you see the story about Brave writing to a U.S. judge to stop pursuing Adrian Fox? This sends a bad message. Actually, I did see that story. And firstly, I think the headline on that story is grossly misleading. It gives the implication that Brave Davis became prime minister, then decided to advocate on behalf of Adrian Fox, and that's not what happened. He gave a character reference, as did dozens of other people. Okay, so it's notable that Brave Davis did that, and I'd like to understand more about his rationale behind it. I haven't seen the letter of recommendation. I only saw what was written in the Tribune. But I'm not going to try to twist it and spin it as if, oh, the prime minister is trying to help out, you know, Adrian Fox for whatever reason. This says, but is she the best option for the Speaker of the House? Diehard PLP supporter, yet on some of these appointments, my eyebrows have risen to the back of my head. One, on your recommendations, I started to binge watch Midnight Mass. By the fourth episode, I had to shut that down. I don't watch horror movies. One, I told you it was a horror movie. That's a pretty strange movie. It's a horror show. I had to go watch a comedy before going to bed. I can't watch movies based on your recommendations. One, I like horror movies. I mean, most horror movies. A lot of them are kind of stupid, but I like a good, you know, ghost story if it's well done. Not if it's dumb. What's that movie? Insidious, right? So stupid. And the monster looked like Darth Maul from The Phantom Menace. I don't know what they were thinking. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
I'm great. How's it going?
Really well. Regarding the designated Speaker of the House. I'm sure that she was on Guardian Radio program one of the times, heading up to the election.
Who's that?
And, the lady from, I think it was Bamboo Town or somewhere in this area.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Garden Radio. She was interviewed.
Okay.
And she was well presented as a people's person. I mean, a person with ideas for her constituency, you know. So apart from what happened on the political trail, which I heard through your program, I think perhaps she could still be a good speaker of the House.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you'll have to wait and see for certain. Yeah.
About the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, that investigation there by the wealthiest and the richest and the money that was filtered out. No American was included there, Bill Gates and all the other guys. They took a swing on everybody around the world, but Americans were exempted.
I don't know about that, because they did a deep dive, and I'm going to get into it. They did a deep dive into how America's been complicit with facilitating.
They were complicit.
The tax havens.
But their people have not been highlighted. Their riches and their billionaires were not targeted or exposed, as it were.
Yeah, well, I haven't read all of it, but they weren't prominently
featured.
Yeah.
I did some research this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. In the main story on the ICIJ page, they didn't highlight American billionaires, but that may simply be because they had their money elsewhere. But they did highlight the Bahamas and certain things that happened with America because of what happened in the Bahamas. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
How's it going?
I'm shocked you didn't lose your line for the VHS. The antenna on your roof.
VHF, yeah, I was there. Yeah.
Everything the United States did, we came a long way to then. They got right. The 12-foot power clips dish. And there's an arch, you could arch a big satellite in the yard.
Right.
Then the DirecTV came.
Right.
Like, we just was in awe. Like, then it comes the big big CR. It was $2,000, at first. Everything the United States did, we just went along for the ride. Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't have adopted new technology because we're following fashion from the U.S.
No. We got the benefit. So we are so close.
Yeah.
Well, so we got free TV.
We didn't invent it, so we got to adopt it.
I'm being afraid to say that it became the cell phone. We got to clone the cell phone. We can make free calls in the States anywhere around the world because of Cubans in the States. And then back to the stock thing. Did you know? This tax thing, Ryan Finley, this is Ryan Finley, perfect job. You know he's a U.S. board certified tax lawyer?
Ryan Finley, yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean that's why he always taking a job. You see them on the show? They're certified in their job. He was a big school, and he worked in the state in the big law firm. So he go to court anywhere in the world. He's certified as a U.S. tax attorney.
Yes, I know.
So that's just some good for us. Because you know the thousands, the tax code, the billionaires hired the money in. It's 1,000 tax code or more. They're Senate payment, bring it back as capital gains and pay their tax.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars. That's the phrase, I guess, that I have to find.
Yes, he's a certified tax attorney. We're aware. Let's take one more call, and then let's talk about the ICIJ. I see your text messages. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey Juan, what's up, my brother?
Hey, I'm great, man. How's it going?
Man, I am great. But someone knocked down my dog and killed my dog this morning.
I'm so sorry.
Well, he went to eat a pit bull, Labrador heaven.
Oh,
because he was mixed.
No, I'm sorry, man. That's rough when your dog dies.
You know, I mean, life goes on.
Yes.
But Mr. McCartney, how much persons are entitled to be in the Senate?
16.
Okay, now. How many persons were appointed by Mr. Davis?
12 of them would have been
okay.
Davis. Yeah.
Now,
well, Davis does 8 himself.
Uh-huh.
He does 4 in consultation with the leader of the opposition, and leader of opposition does 4. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now, if there is 12 senators appointed, so how much would you say leaves to make 16?
Well, 4. Yeah.
Okay. So is he, what is the problem with some people? Once he's in accordance with the law, if he appoints 12 senators,
And the one cat had a problem.
To be honest with you, Mr. McCartney, I wish that Mr. Davis could appoint 16. You know why?
Why?
Because you must remember something now. Let's be fair and let's be honest, as I know you to be. When we had the office, when the Progressive Liberal Party was the opposition, you only had Ms. Hanna, you had Mr. Davis, you had Mr. Chester Cooper, and you had Mr. Priceworth.
Mm-hmm.
They stood there, and they took all of those blows and all of the escorting out of court. I mean, out of the House of Assembly, right? They took it from the majority of persons who was opposite them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it in the Senate. Right? It was only, I can't remember how much numbers it was, but the government appointed more senators, I think, than the PLP. So no. At the end of the day...
No, no, it's the same thing. The same minister did 12.
Oh, it's the same thing. Okay, yeah. Well, but...
You can't be mad at Brave Davis for appointing people to the Senate. That's right.
But Mr. McGarty, you got people saying, why is he making a Gussie May Senate? But then what people have to understand, in accordance with the law... He still has 16 persons. He can by right.
Yeah, tell them that doesn't even make sense if they say that the way they don't understand how the right. Senate is composed. So, yeah,
they making it sound like Mr. Davis came there and appointed this one and that one and that one. But by right, whether it's Mr. Davis or Mr. Minnis, they have rights to appoint 16 senators.
Yeah, man,
that's law.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, totally.
Keep the good wake up and Mr. McCartney, I feel personally, right, the same way that I called your talk show and I came down on things that I didn't like with the past government, and I think thousands of other persons didn't like it too. I had one word to every person that I came in contact with who are now members of parliament or cabinet ministers. And my word to them, and still to them, to remember the poor or the less fortunate. Those same persons that you went to their house and they're welcoming you inside and you see nothing in the fridge, remember them, because it's them is who allow you to have a voice. And the voice that they give you is to speak on behalf of them. You have a good day, my brother.
Okay, bro. You too. Are we going to get to that? I see, hi, Jane. It says, Juan, so why didn't you correct that PLP caller who made the false claim against former Minister Ellsworth Johnson about Brave Davis being the new Haitian president? He did not say that. I watched the interview with Jerome. The former minister said he's hearing persons in the public say that Brave Davis is the new Haitian president. The public expects you will not be allowing these type of false claim against former FNM MPs for the next 5 years as your party is in government. The minister could potentially sue both you and the radio station. Okay, so firstly, I didn't hear what Ellsworth Johnson had to say to correct anyone. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if Ellsworth Johnson did indeed say he's hearing persons in the public say Brave Davis is the new Haitian president or prime minister, then that's an incredibly shallow take on a very complex situation that he should have kept to himself. Thirdly, he does not have any standing to sue Guardian Radio or me because somebody said he said something. Okay? I hope I cleared that up for you. It says, I had a horror movie for the last 4.5 years. Minnis. Oh, boy. It says, we can't be giving no one a chance for these roles on which our country's foundation depends with all the smartness. How well do you think the delivery unit did? We have to stop this social promotion. Again, if you have a deep and wide knowledge of the law, and not all lawyers do, if you can debate Fred Smith and Wayne Monroe and you win, you qualify. Says, do you still have your encyclopedia collection one? I do. Show your son how you had to do school reports. Yep. It says, the Gardner woman is taking the same path as Lanisha. FNM say they don't know them before being appointed to the Senate. Both have legal backgrounds and both have close connections to Minnis. Roll became a candidate and minister. Will Gardner be given the same? I say Lanisha 2.0. This says, good afternoon, Juan. Minister Monroe said he had nothing to do with those assignments. That's the job of the PS, not the minister. I'll say this again, all right, because Wayne Monroe released the communication about him saying that he put Murphy on leave, all right, to me, that is too close for comfort. All right? I would not have gone through that. Okay? So that's just me. No matter if you're saying the PS do it or whoever, it's your ministry. You release the communication. All right? In fact, let me see if I can read what he said. I'm trying to find it here. If I can. And I can't. All right. So, for me, too close for comfort. That's just me. Now, you can try to justify it all you want. It just is what it is. Okay? Anyway, I'll find it, and I'll read it to you. He shouldn't be the one going through that. I'll let the Prime Minister deal with that, to me. It says, I'm glad that the PM didn't replace the head of correctional services. Now as PM, he should correct the forced leave and reinstating of those now there. It's a new day. Juan, please tell PM Davis to cut back on WhatsApp. Okay. It says, many PSs are tools of politics. Look, come on. Okay. Let's be real here for one moment before you try to glamour me like I'm 4 years old, okay? You sent the commissioner on leave, and then your permanent secretary just happened to direct the two people who were your clients to replace him, and you think that anyone's going to believe that's a totally hands-off approach and an ethic? Come on, all right? I'm sure Wayne Monroe would come and rationalize it, okay? And he has his thinking on it. To me, I'd let somebody else deal with it. Good day one, I thought DeWitt went to hiding after his PLP government win, but I like him as a person. DeWitt, you know, to DeWitt's credit, when the PLP did stuff that he didn't think made sense, he said so. McCartney, is it a sandwich or a taco? I don't know what that means. Groundhog Day. It's not a new day. There you go. Okay. Let's do the text messages and then we'll... I don't know that we're going to get to the ICIJ. We could do it tomorrow. It says, also blame the Facebook whistleblower, Frances Haugen, that just exposed Facebook. And ironically, they went down. Look it up. No, I saw her, Frances Haugen. And she's right. She's right. And I hope, you know, Zuckerberg's not listening to punish me. But Facebook is reshaping our society and the way we interact socially with one another in a negative way. All right? I was just watching, and I read the Frances Haugen interview. I was just watching a show. I forget which news program it was. And they talked about a recent study that was done of how damaging social media is to people's psychology, right? In particular, Instagram, in terms of your self-esteem, all right? But Facebook, all this other stuff, too. We've abused it, right? I was watching this guy, I forgot his name, he's an Asian-American comic. I was watching this Netflix special, and he was talking about how 20 years from now, we're going to say, why did we let people go on the internet all day? Why did we let children use social media, right? In China, not that we want to emulate everything about China's social policies, but in China, they have put a ban on, a restriction on internet use among school-age children, all right? They've put restrictions, heavily so, on video game use for school-aged children. China's doing some weird things. Xi Jinping's trying to consolidate power and serve another term, right? Which would be out of step of precedent for the past, I believe, 60 years. But so he's doing a lot of stuff. They're having kind of a reset in China. Look it up, read about it. It's interesting. All right, but he may not be wrong about the internet. and the video games. It says, one, how come you guys don't investigate the productivity in government agencies, like how much work they perform daily? Well, we wouldn't be able to investigate on a daily basis how much work is performed in government. We could look at any productivity studies that are done. It says, nah, FaceTime is Apple. That and iMessage are up. Oh, FaceTime is Apple, right. Yes, that's right. iMessage is the texting service. Messenger is down, though. It says, WhatsApp down, rats. I should have learned Morse code. It's a great show as usual. The sweethearting stats has gone down tremendously since WhatsApp is not working. It says, I was disappointed that COVID-19 did not bring about the zombie apocalypse, but now I'm hopeful again. It says, did anyone else notice Erin Green disguising her voice? When? I didn't notice. It says, Clifford Darling was a taxi driver and was speaker. Surely Jo Beth, as a lawyer, is capable. I mean, yeah, I think she'd be capable, yeah. She's not going to be the speaker, but I think she would have made a capable speaker, sure. One, every time I think of senators, I think of elder statesmen who can pick up on shortfalls in legislation and send them back to the lower house. I trust we can get to that point someday. By the way, you can't leave us stranded at no time between 12 and 2. Stock up on depends, no bathroom breaks. Right. This says, Juan, how come you're not mentioning personal responsibility and decisions? We don't need things what like China did because they're authoritarian. Well, as I said, you know, I'm not going to try to model our society on the restrictive social aspects of Chinese society, right? But, and you do need some personal responsibility as parents, as adults, right? As parents, you look out for the best interests of your children. But I'm just saying it's interesting that they're making those moves because they find out that the stuff really isn't healthy for you. This is good day one. How is it that prisoners in Fox Hill can be making cell phone calls all hours of the night in Fox Hill? What kind of slackness is going on up there? Boy, I don't know. I'd love to know. Juan, you think when the House open minutes will sit there and take all those from the PLP for 5 years? You know, Juan, the PLP will come at them hard every day. They meet. How you think this will play out for minutes? Well, if I were the PLP, I would take my instructions from the FNM. So the FNM spent from before the 2017 election until the 2021 election trying to make this all about the PLP. And that was a losing strategy. So if you think Bahamians are going to sit there and be distracted by talking about the FNM for the next 5 years, I would urge you to look at the result of the last general election. Juan, did you see the part of the Facebook piece where the European political parties wrote to them to say they were influencing to the degree to which they had to pander to extremist views? Yes. Yes, I did. And really, the Frances Haugen, she released a trove of emails about Facebook, and what it revealed is that Facebook is about money, right? They're only interested in that which engages people the most, so they can have ad placement there. All right, that's it. They don't care about your well-being or your mental health, right? Or the fact that they're pitting people against each other in their own countries. They don't care. They care with what people engage with. And they say that people engage the most with extreme viewpoints, all right? And they feed it to you. Like, for instance, I watched, hell, what was it? You ever heard of Diamond and Silk? right? They're these two black ladies who, like, were hardcore Trump supporters. But, you know, they're entertaining. So I watched, like, two Diamond and Silk videos on Facebook, and it flooded my entire timeline with these crackpot right-wing people who I don't want to hear from. And I had no, I don't know how to purge it or cleanse it. You do go on YouTube, you look at one video that has one particular viewpoint, and they feed it to you over and over and over again. Right? It's like the bartender knowing you have a drinking problem, but keeps serving you and serving you and serving you 24 hours a day. It's harmful to you. I'll be like my wife and look up cat videos, and they'll feed me all that. It says the car dump on Soldier Road needs to close just to clean up what's there. Okay. No one will be able to buy or sell, save with the mark of the beast. Every now and then they test the electronic system shutdown. Okay. Let's go to break. We'll be back.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future? At CFAL, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Wendy's, we are cooling things down with our new Kit Kat Frosty. Try our traditional chocolate or vanilla Frosty topped with classic milk chocolate Kit Kat pieces. Our signature frozen dessert is not an ice cream. It's a Frosty. 100% dairy, that is. Great things happen when two icons meet. Our signature Frosty and a creamy milk chocolate taste of Kit Kat. Available for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. Wendy's, different inside and out.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bombers. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Great to have you with us. It says, Juan, are we going to talk about the ICIJ or not? No, we'll do it tomorrow. There's no time left. Facebook and WhatsApp went down. We're trying to work through our collective trauma. But read about Frances Haugen on Facebook. The New York Times has a really good piece on it. So does the Washington Post. I know liberal media. Jeff Bezos is trying to brainwash us all as he flies to outer space. It says, you're correct. Example, the guy on social media accused of shooting and robbery at the airport was not the culprit, yet people spread this video like gospel. I know him. He's free days ago. The police are also the problem. They don't say nothing after releasing. They believe everyone is guilty, except officers. It says, Facebook is morally bankrupt. Someone's asking me how long Facebook and WhatsApp are down for. I don't know. I don't work there. I don't talk to them. I don't know. It says, Facebook is morally bankrupt. I remember that guy shot up a church and he was live streaming. People were begging them to remove it so the families of those massacred would be spared. I don't think they removed it right away or if they removed it at all. They did ultimately remove it. And they were, I know what you mean, the New Zealand Christchurch thing, right? Where he shot up the mosque, a couple mosques, right? And I actually saw the video. But that, they tried to remove that from the internet, but there's still some internet providers who are claiming free speech who still have it up. It says, well, Juan, Facebook is free, so why wouldn't they care about money? You want to pay for Facebook so they can caress you and do your mental health? Do you want it to be free and be a responsible human being? I mean, look, you could talk human responsibility, yes, right? All you want. But if you know something is causing an issue, you are also responsible as a society, as governments who are interested in the welfare of people, to regulate that, all right? Right now, they're not properly regulated. So things that are harmful to you, alcohol, it's legal, and yes, it's your choice if you want to drink or not, but if you know that perhaps teenagers don't have the decision-making ability to properly assess how much alcohol they should drink, and that it leads them to do things that are even more irresponsible, like driving drunk, then you regulate it. Correct? Something that has proven to be harmful for you should be regulated. You can't just say personal responsibility, right? So again, I can't just walk into the store and go, you know, I'd like some oxycodone. I know that it's super addictive and an opioid, but I feel I'm being personally responsible. I want something. No, they're going to have you they're going to have that responsibility to give it to you relegated to a doctor and a pharmacist. Says Juan, how much is it costing the government to go to Bahamar to open the house Wednesday? Do you agree with the move? I think they should just have parliament. The opening of parliament at parliament. It's going to rain, they said. The demolition of the Churchill building. I don't know, that seems like excuse making to me. You just wanted Bahamar just to say so. This is why I support Fox News. I know they Republicans support news, but at least they have both Dems and GOP on Fox is more factual than the liberal media. I wouldn't know. I don't watch it. It says that is Google's algorithm. Yeah, YouTube is Google. Facebook and Instagram are Facebook. It says LOL searching cat videos will probably give you results other than felines. Peaches, melon, just don't search eggplant or sausage. Yeah, you may see something you don't want to see. Good afternoon, Juan. Virgin Cruise is coming to Bimini, and they're bringing in all their servers to work on the island while unemployment is high in our country. Virgin Cruise is coming to the building. They're bringing in servers to work on the island. I'll look into it. That's interesting. It says Google platform is down because they're scrubbing the internet. I watched a presentation where it said that younger users are falling into depression because of social media. Yep. It says it's not regulated because it's a platform and not a provider. People pay for ads. It's not like The Guardian, who is a publisher. Publishers have responsibility, not platforms. Right. That's the exact reason it's not regulated, right? And it's total nonsense. How is Facebook not a publisher? How does Facebook avoid tort responsibility by claiming it's not a publisher? Other people are publishing it. It's nonsense. Okay? The Guardian carries commentary by any number of people who are not employed by The Guardian, who we did not make say certain things. But we are held responsible for publishing that. Facebook has... I'm sorry, Facebook. Don't punish me. Facebook has done what every good corporate behemoth does, along with other people in the tech industry, and they've successfully lobbied lawmakers to look the other way. Okay? If Facebook bore responsibility for the things that it publishes, allows people to publish, then it would look totally different. They're negligent. I know you love it. Without Facebook, how would people tell other people how to run their lives and show off all their stuff? Not that it's all bad, but it needs to be more tightly regulated. All right? It's just not to the ultimate benefit of the society. I think it's past time for Facebook to be regulated, held to standards like other reputable print news media. Is this Facebook isn't all bad? I don't think it's all bad. I still use Facebook. It's simply what you engage in while using it. Churches stream on Facebook every day. It says Facebook is down because a whistleblower is about to testify to Congress. Well, I know the whistleblower... came out and released a lot of Facebook's emails. I don't know that it is down. We may ultimately find out that it is. I don't know that it is down because of the whistleblower, because those stories were published yesterday. Just wind your nose, run and get your shots. No, my nose isn't running. Okay. We gotta go? That's fine. We didn't get to talk about the ICIJ. It says, hey Juan, is Facebook down? I'm having problems loading pages. Yes, it's down. It says a title doesn't mean you're competent, especially in this country. Incompetent doctors and lawyers get sued all the time. Yeah, whenever someone goes, well, they're an attorney, I go, that means what? Some attorneys you have a conversation with, and they're like, you're like, boy, this, oof. How'd that happen? And many are brilliant. We got to get out of here. Go and Google Francis Haugen, or just go to the New York Times. And you can read about it, or you could watch it. I'm sure it's on YouTube. And you can understand the harm that social media can do. It can be great. It can really uplift societies and bring them together and be a useful tool. But it's not been working out ultimately to our benefit so far. You guys take care out there. Have a great day. Godspeed life. We'll see you tomorrow, Bahamas.